All right, so we're doing email of the day in a podcast version here because I made the mistake at like 9:50 of asking Charlie who he was voting for, and I know better at this point than to do that, especially at 9:50 because it just turns into a whole thing. So, but the people love the email of the day, and I don't want to go into Frank's time, so the Plowhawk and I are in the production studio, and we will do email of the day, but it's just me and the Plowhawk. So Plowhawk, maybe you can do the thing that Doug does where I say the name, and then you repeat the name, and then it gives that finality, and then we move on. And now we're going to vote, so if we split, I don't know what the hell we're going to do. We're going to have a real discussion on who's going to win this thing. All right, email of the day time. Here we go. Ahoy, oh boy, wow, wow, wow. How the mighty have fallen, or so it seems. Who would have thunk we'd see the day when this magnificent program got faded by Butch effing Patrick due to a car show, no less. What's next? Lou Diamond Phillips getting booked only to bail at the last minute so he can teach the forbidden dance at the La Bamba convention. Billy D. Williams shrugging off a 10-minute phone call so he can show off his Lando Calrissian cape to some overzealous Star Wars fans outside of Circle K in Sheboygan. Hopefully you boys can get this thing back on track and soon. Homeboy would hate to see you lose all this new momentum you've been gaining as of late. That would be a fine how do you do. No fooling. Lefty Jack Smear.
Lefty Jack Smith.
Wonderful. Wonderful right there. Fellow Ziggy is a legend from Hedo to the Brentwood High School Hall of Fame. His chops are renowned. His call of the Prod Joe versus Timberfake bout is still compared to Al Michaels' Miracle on Ice moment. In fact, the cost of a mustard-colored Cole sports coat once doubled in price to $80 as Strode Lemmings rushed to emulate his look, even refusing to cut off the tags in case they needed to return said jacket for some quick cash to buy Gaga memorabilia. And who could forget his audio postcard with Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch? Really made us think, didn't it? Even Bag Marge shot once, or maybe it was some other little Haggy Hill, I don't know. The point is, the man doesn't deserve to get big time by Cal May guarding Eddie Munster's cell number like it's an effing nuclear launch code. What else you want to know? Your pal, Deucey McBulge, hashtag War Iggy.
Deucey McBulge, hashtag War Iggy.
Hey guys, finally got my wife in the mood last night and we got out the strappy. Needless to say, I can barely walk today. My hole hasn't been this sore since the day after I tried that blazing wing challenge at Buffalo Wild Wings. Anyway, I was hoping Doug could give me some advice on how to walk with a stretched sphincter. Thanks, that comes from the tickler. I wonder if that's Timmy.
The tickler.
Timmy the tickler. Guys, Plops here. I went back and listened to the song that those St. Mary's guys made. At first listen, I thought for sure LFO was back and my decades-long dream had finally been answered. I'll never forget the first time I heard Summer Girls. I was at the old Country Hill Swim Club in South County. A broad-chested, flat-assed man was pulling himself out of the hot tub in the back and he was humming along to it. He had an Umbros, which aren't really made for swimming, so when you do swim in them and exit the pool, everyone can perfectly make out your junk because the Umbros wrap around your old tickle hog like a Saran wrap. It was Doug. He toweled off for a minute and then started flirting with one of the middle-aged male lifeguards. Moments later, the two of them laced up their Samba classics and wandered off into the sunset. I hear tell they now have four children together, which sounds impossible, but if you saw the way these grown men stared into each other's eyes that hot August day off Mattis Road, you'd know anything was possible. Thanks. That comes from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
Morning, Fisher fans. Coach Fish here, and I wanted to establish that connectedness that with the excellent Rams fans from St. Louis. First off, we're very excited about developing our young quarterback, Case. A couple years ago, we signed him, released him, then traded a seventh-round pick for him, then looked into trading him after this past draft. As you can see, we're very excited about him. We will be celebrating the homecoming of L.A. at the Coliseum by following pre-1905 football rules where all forward passes will be considered illegal for our offense. I know there are people worried about my contract ending where it may impact the team to keep the momentum going. Don't worry, fans. I'm working to get that fixed with a 10-year extension to be released once we put up 7 points in a game. We'll fix that. Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher.
Hey guys, Tim, sit back and just read. This email praises Doug. Charlie, you can finish your crow nut. It's very humbling on Doug's part when Charlie goes on and on about how long and how hard his TV work is, how many shots and all the editing. Meanwhile, Doug just shows up, does one take, and does a mic drop, exits stage left. You're so great, Doug. Are there Doug Lemmings yet? What are they called? Can we be the Gerbils? I'd like to be one of Doug's Gerbils. I'd buy that shirt. In fact, I'd like it to say Doug's Gerbils on my front and my email handle on the back. I'd be willing to pay more than what it's worth. Think about it. That's from The Sexy Robot.
the sexy robot.
Beep. 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 Uh-oh. I think your smoke alarm batteries are going bad. You better go to Lowe's and Fenton to pick up some new ones because I am going to scorch you guys with the hottest of takes. Ha. Women in sport? Now I've heard everything. Literally. What are they doing? Reporting on who has the best hair, who has the cutest cleats? Ha. Just kidding. Women can be valuable assets in every respect at the workplace. Kudos, madam. And hey, Vladimir Sobotka. Why don't you make up your mind, pal? Are you staying in Russia or are you coming home to St. Louis? Make a choice already. Ha. Just kidding. I'm sure it's a very difficult decision, and we stand behind you no matter what you choose. You have to do what's right for you and your family, you know? Ha. Thank you for your time. That's from Kevin, three in a row, ship.
Kevin, three in a row, ship.
Howdy, there are so many pratfalls in the radio business. I was waylaid by the news that Butch Patrick couldn't come on because he, quote, had a car show with the Munster Mobile. Seems car show has replaced dead grandma as the newest excuse for not showing up. He had a couple of guys bail last week with the same story. Tom Wopat had an appearance with the General Lee at a swap meet in DeSoto. David Soule had a signing session with the Starsky and Hutch Grand Torino at the Jerseyville McDonald's. Pratfalls. Waylaid by pratfalls. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Morning, boyos. I really enjoyed the discussion of female talk personalities and all the BS they have to deal with on message boards and Twitter. They have to deal with so much that us men don't have to even think about. It really is deplorable. Hey, Doug, all week I've been farting into a balloon. When is a good time to come over and pop it on your face? Teehee, see what I did? I just did the thing that I said was bad. That's called irony. Well, we all have stories. It's from Jamie Moyer's Fancy Foyer.
Jamie Moyer's Fancy Foyer.
Morning, boys. I'm in a somber mood today. Taco Bell tried pulling some BS that they were locked out of their system, couldn't serve me my Crunchwrap. Whatever, right? Anyway, I believe I came to the realization my Doug is voting for Trump. So after researching, I found out that Trump is pro-private prisons. You know who has a private prison in the form of a boy dungeon? That's right. That haggard old queen, Trump-sucking Doug Vaughn. So Doug, my squad and I are going to vote for Hillary so that little twink and pony show you gets shut down. That's right. Little Bobby will finally get freed and get to expose you for the monster you are. But I'm here to talk Taco Bell, not politics, so suck my ass, Doug. Thanks. That's from Ray King.
Ray King.
And that's what we have for the email of the day, podcast version, Plowhawk. What you got?
I'm going with a legend in the midst, Misty Plops.
Yeah, I set aside two, Jeff Fisher and Misty Plops, but I'm going to go with Misty Plops. Misty Plops has won yet another email of the day. There it is. We're officially wrapping up the Ryan Kelly Morning After, albeit on a podcast version today, with our email of the day. Thank you to the Plowhawk for putting it all together and all the magic that is here on the radio program. Apologize that we didn't get it on the air, but I made the mistake of asking Charlie who he was voting for, and all hell broke loose. So there it is. Email of the day. Congratulations to Misty Plops, for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn and Charlie Marlowe, in for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan, and this officially ends the Ryan Kelly Morning After today on the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio.